What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Beta Fans. I am AJ.
And I am JJ.
And DJ's absent because he's in Italia. He's in Italy enjoying the Roman Colosseums. Have a good time. Vacation, DJ. But nevertheless, you're not here to defend yourself and your Raiders. So we're going to talk about the Raiders. But
shit talking.
We're going to talk about a lot of football, man. We're entering week five. Sorry, week five. We're a third? There's 18 weeks. We're just shy of a third.
Yes.
But we're past a quarter. Bloody hell.
Right.
Math, right? Can't do math. But we're going to look at NFL power rankings. It's not going to be a shocker who's number one, but we're going to take a look at power rankings. We're going to take a look at state of the Rams and the Raiders, and mostly the Raiders, right? We're going to obviously do our pick'ems. We're going to react to Joel Embiid committing to Team USA, which was a shocker. But he's a U.S. citizen, and he said that the reason he wants to play for Team USA is so he wants to make his kid proud, who is born a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. He's
not trying to be a dick to his former.
And I have a good question for you. Are the Bills the team to beat in the AFC? The number one Josh Allen fan right here, right now. We'll talk about that later. But nevertheless, let's actually start with basketball. All right? Let's just start off with basketball. Okay. We're I think season starts October 24th. So we're within 3 weeks.
Yeah, we're close.
And preseason, I believe, starts like this weekend. Preseason games.
Oh, wow.
So okay.
I'm going to start watching.
Yeah, so we're going to start. It's a good time to be a sports fan. MLB postseason has started officially. Yes. Dodgers are going to be facing the Diamondbacks.
Wow, the Diamondbacks
this Saturday. Yeah?
This Saturday.
Yeah, first game.
Oh, shit.
I'm not sure if it's best of five or best of three.
Damn, I'm going to miss it. Okay.
Yeah, so it's
best of five, I think.
Yeah, because I think the wild card was best of three.
Seven.
No, wild card was best of three.
3, 5, 7.
Yeah, best of three. That makes sense. So best three, best five, best seven. Yeah, so. That's how I remember. So, and we're currently watching Thursday Night Football with the Bears at the Commanders. I'm taking the Commanders. I don't care. They're up 10-0 entering the second quarter. I'm still taking the Commanders.
Yeah, me too. That was intentional.
With no Chase Claypool. The GM saying, wish you best luck. But. Sidetrack. Joel Embiid, what was your reaction to seeing the breaking news that Joel Embiid has committed to Team USA? And it's kind of funny that a non-US American, right, has committed officially to
that's the thing, though.
Team USA. And I know Steph Curry has came out. I know Kevin Durant has came out. I know, oh, touchdown by the Bears. Breaking news, touching down by the Bears. Number two. DJ Moore, it's about time you're getting something rolling. But it's just kind of funny for me that Joel Embiid will be the first person to officially commit to Team USA. And, you know, LeBron says that, oh, we're coming. Anthony says, oh, we're coming. Steph Curry's like, I'll be there. And Kevin Durant's like, count me in, right? But they haven't officially committed. They said that they were going to do it for France 2024, but I'm not complaining. You know, Joel Embiid. That center, because of all the positions that we had, the center was our weakest link, in my opinion. We don't have that profound, like that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We didn't have, like, you know, I was going to say Post Malone, Karl Malone, Dwight Howard in his prime. So what is your reaction to Joel Embiid?
Well, without prior knowledge, what the fuck? That was my reaction. And then you told me before we started that he is in a U.S. citizen.
He became a U.S. citizen.
Then, by all means, why not? I don't see a problem with it. I just think now that he commits, and obviously, possibly other superstars committing, they're gonna be Team USA should have everything to lose because they have these superstars, and if they don't make it out like they did in the FIBA World Cup. Which I think that was completely different to what could be the potential team.
Yeah. Who won that, Germany?
Yes. Yeah. Team USA came in fourth, I believe. They couldn't beat Germany themselves.
By Dennis Schroeder, leading by
yes. Dennis Schroeder. And Dennis Schroeder was the leading scorer of that team and basically what that team became champions. So
I just never understood how come we never sent our best when it came to like Olympics.
I think I read somewhere on social media is that people, the coach should select the players, and it's not a tryout.
Really?
So I think back then, I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong, but this is what I read. Back then, it used to be tryouts.
Like, and during
if you're good enough, you get on the team.
During the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, back then. Like, prior to Kobe, LeBron being on the team, and Carmelo Anthony as well. There were tryouts, mm-hmm. from what I understood. This is my understanding, and if I'm wrong, fuck it. I'm wrong, okay? Don't bitch about it.
There was a post.
There was tryouts.
Oh, interesting. There was a post. There was a picture. I have four teams from Team USA. I think the dream team was obviously like Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Charles Barkley. Oh, man, sorry. I'm sorry for blanking out the dream team. I said Larry Bird, right? Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. Michael Jordan. Ugh, Michael Jordan, yeah. The center. And then the dream team. That was dream team. Then there was another one with, it was like a younger team with like a young LeBron James, a young Carmelo Anthony, a young.
I think that was called the A team.
Was it the A team?
I don't know. I just know there's a revenge team, and Kobe was part of that team.
Yeah, so the redemption team.
The redemption, there you go.
Was Kobe, Kobe, LeBron James, D Wade, Chris Bosh. Now this team is going. They're naming the Remember team. At first, I didn't like it, but I'm like, remember who we are. Remember that
the Remember team. Yeah,
this is the epicenter of basketball. These were the greatest. Come, you know, yeah. Soccer is Europe. You know, European soccer is like the epicenter for the greats, right? But basketball, don't mistake it. Remember. You can send your best, and we'll send our B team, and we'll come in, win. And we'll come in top four.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, but let's see how good you guys are when we send our best, and everyone knows our best. Even a 21-year season, LeBron James is still top five player in the league right now.
Oh yeah, I completely agree.
Imagine that, Joe. Imagine that. So we have point guard. We have Steph Curry, shooting guard. I mean, who you want to put there? Okay, easy point guard, right? Ooh. Steph Curry.
Yeah, go for it.
Uh-huh. And then we have Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And then we'll have LeBron James. Uh-huh. And then we'll have Anthony Davis. And then we'll have Joel Embiid. And you can interchange that, because Jason Tatum has also said he wants to participate. Damian Lillard has said he also wants to participate. I mean, geez Louise, right?
Well, dude, there's so many players that can fill any role, and they're good. So, I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm surprised Kyrie Irving's name hasn't been.
I think he was mentioned. Potential. I think I saw it on Instagram where they had a potential roster.
Potential roster spot.
For the Olympic team. And I think the cuts were LeBron. Mm-hmm. No, sorry. I'm so wrong. Yeah. It was Draymond being cut.
Oh, yes.
Someone else being
cut. Jimmy Butler, I think, being cut.
Yeah. Like, notable cuts. I don't know.
I think I might have seen Klay Thompson being cut, too.
I don't know. I don't remember. But
I think I saw that post.
There's going to be a lot of players that will get cut. And, I mean, hey, we're sending in the best team of the nation out there. Not in the FIBA World Cup, where that was shitty. But in the Olympics, where the stage is a lot bigger, I have to say.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
Pretty much. I mean, these guys are the best of the best. You don't see another Steph Curry in Europe.
Anthony Davis is the bench player.
Who?
Anthony Davis.
Oh, so who you have instead of Anthony Davis?
Joel Embiid.
Okay, so you have Joel Embiid as center. You have Steph Curry as point guard.
LeBron is in there.
LeBron's going to be probably a power forward.
Kevin Durant. Who are we missing?
I put Anthony Davis, but you benched him.
Joel Embiid or Anthony Davis?
No.
Joel Embiid or Anthony Davis for a starting position?
For center?
Joel Embiid or Anthony Davis for the starting position?
Oh, center.
No. Point guard. Yes, center. Come on, Chief.
Anthony Davis is not center. He's not.
He's a big.
Huh?
He's a big.
He's a power forward. He plays better as a power forward. He plays better.
Kevin Durant or him?
No. This is my starting five. This is my starting
five. I'm just saying Joel Embiid is a starter.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Okay.
Anthony Davis will not start.
I will put Anthony Davis at the four, right? I'll put LeBron James at the three. I'll put Kevin Durant at the two, shooting, and I'll put Steph Curry.
And that's not bad. But where is Devin Booker in that roster?
Benched.
He's a bench player.
You know who's also
benched? Point guard is Steph. Shooting guard.
I will put Kevin Durant there. I will put Kevin Durant there.
Isn't he a small forward?
He could be. He could play every single position.
I see.
Instead of, but here are the notable bench players just on top of my head, right? Yeah. With my starting five. Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Devin Booker.
You're describing the potential roster for the team, yes.
Yes, these are potential bench players. Yeah.
It was on Instagram, yes. I remember.
I mean, you have those ready, locked and loaded. Steph Curry comes out, but... Damian comes in.
It's like they don't miss out on anything.
Kevin Durant comes out. Yeah. Freaking. So we need more of a sizable players then. Pretty much. So who could we put as size? The first person came to my mind, but I don't think they're going to take him as DeAndre Ayton.
I don't think he deserves it.
No.
Maybe Bam.
Bam Adebayo. For sure Bam's gone.
I think he'll be part of that team.
Yeah, for sure he'll be a part of that team. Maybe Robert Williams.
That's a thing that I've noticed. It's big names. Big name people are now part of the team. So
it's only a matter of time, because if Joel commits, it's only a matter of time with the dominoes start falling.
Well, I'm sure the superstars of the league will come out and say yeah.
Yeah, media starting, training camp is starting, so it's just a matter of time when, like, I'm pretty sure some reporters gonna be like, LeBron, are you gonna commit? Like, yeah, I will commit. You know, it's just a matter of time. But I think it's a good time to end it. Bears are leading 17-0 with 8 minutes left in the second quarter. Let's talk about some NFL power rankings. According to Eric.
Eric Bieniemy.
Eric at home.
Whoever he is. Cool.
Remember it was Dan Zan or something like that?
Dan Hanses.
Gone.
He's gone.
Unfortunately. They didn't ever pick up his contract. He wanted more money. God. But let's you want to take a wild guess at who's number one power rankings according to
the Bills, Eric? Obviously.
Who?
The Bills.
Wrong.
The Bills aren't number one?
Come on, man. Who is the juggernaut right now?
Oh, yeah, the 49ers. Yeah, 49ers, Bills. That's right.
Okay, so you go with Bills number two?
Yeah.
No, interesting.
Who?
Chiefs.
What is this, NFL power rankings?
Yes, NFL power rankings. What else would it be? Lacrosse?
I read the power rankings myself.
Well, this is NFL. You probably read ESPN's.
No, I just said I read NFL's, but continue.
Also, you try to cheat.
No, I read it way before then, guy.
Well, you want to see a picture of Kansas City? Look, see?
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are better than the Bills.
Okay, number three. You want to take a guess? I don't know.
Now it's the Bills.
I'm going to say it's the Eagles. Bills.
Yeah.
Bills, and then?
Eagles.
Eagles, five. Okay, let's think about this. I'm going to go with the...
I don't know at this point.
Maybe the Cowboys?
Yeah, I think the Cowboys
are. No, Dolphins.
No, Cowboys.
Dolphins.
Dolphins are next. Cowboys, Dolphins.
Damn it. Coffins. 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 That was a good one. Cowboys are five. Dolphins are six. Don't disrespect the Dolphins like that.
Dude, I don't know why the Ravens are number are up there.
Hey. Number seven.
The Ravens.
No. Brand new.
I don't know.
Lions! Come on!
Oh, the Lions.
Lions.
Let's go. And then the Ravens. The Ravens are top 10. I know that for
Ravens. Sure. Okay, now we're 9 and 10.
good teams out there. The Seahawks are either 9 or 10.
Okay, okay.
And then the Packers?
No, they're 2-2. Saints, no. Buccaneers are 3-1.
No, they won't be. They'll probably be 12th or 13th.
No one from the – no Jets, no Bills, no
– Chargers are 11, I have to say.
I was going to say Rams.
No, they're like 17th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Not Jaguars, not Falcons. Texans? No, they're still
Texans
young.
Are above the Rams.
Interesting.
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
Texans, not Titans. Not Jaguars, not the Cardinals, not the Rams, not the Niners because they're counted, not the...
Just scroll.
Seahawks.
Okay, it's 10.
Buccaneers.
Oh, shit.
Amen. Yeah. I might eat crow, but just Baker Mayfield has finally found his groove again.
I think so. I never thought he was a bad quarterback, just not in the right spots. He wasn't a great quarterback. He was an all right quarterback with the Browns.
This just proves that if you give everything to him at once, if you give everything to Patrick Mahomes is an anomaly. He actually can take all this pressure, but if you give someone the keys to commercials, it's going to get to your head. You saw all these Baker Mayfield commercials,
yeah.
And then when push comes to shove, when he had to reprove himself again, boom. So I think as long as Baker has that chip on his shoulder, he's going to do really good. Because
he's a Heisman Trophy winner, right?
He's a Heisman Trophy winner. Number one overall pick by the Browns.
Yeah, I remember.
And I think the reason why he did really good in his first year is because he was awarded second quarterback position.
What do you mean?
You know, typically first-round picks are starters, like the Bryce Youngs, the C.J. Yeah. Strauss, the Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
He was like, congratulations, Baker. You won the backup role. I'm not sure who was a starter at the time, but the coach at the time said, like, congratulations, Baker. So
who was that wide receiver that came and went from the Browns?
OBJ?
No.
Jarvis Landry?
No. It's like Josh something. I think he played for the Chiefs.
He came from the Chiefs to the Browns?
No, he played in the Browns, mm-hmm. Then went to the Chiefs and stopped his career, I think. He's a wide receiver. He had a lot of problems.
No.
I think it was like Josh.
The only Josh that comes to my mind is Joshua Dobbs, but he's a quarterback.
No. Yeah. Once we find out his name, he'll remember. But anywho.
But let's take a look. 11 is the Browns. How about that? Number 12, yeah. The Jaguars.
Yeah.
I don't like that. 13 is the Chargers.
I think the Chargers are better than the Jaguars.
14 is the Packers. Come on, bro.
The Packers?
Yeah, what are we doing? What are we doing here? You got poo-pooed by the Lions in your own stadium. Come on.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Texans, I can see it. They're in the middle of the pack, 15. But above the Rams?
Yeah, above the Rams. We're 17th.
16th Titans.
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
With Ryan Tannehill? Really?
Yeah, I don't think they're better than the Rams.
Rams 17. Okay, okay.
So we're halfway there. We used to be 30, man. Damn. We used to be shitty.
Proving the doubters wrong, but let's go. 19 is the Jets.
Why? Why so high?
Bengals dropped from number 9 to 20.
Yeah, dude, Bengals are not existing anymore.
I called it. You cannot rush this calf injury. And clearly it shows.
He said he's feeling better now.
We should have won. We should have beat the Bengals. But Matthew Stafford was like, I'm going to make it harder on myself. Let's take a look. The early power rankings had us at 30 and the Raiders at 31, I believe. Let's take a look at how accurate that was. They had the Steelers at number 7 power rankings. Guess what they are now?
Yeah, they're like in their 20s.
23rd.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass, Steelers.
Like on paper, they look good, fine, but to execute? Fuck no. They can't.
Raiders are 29th.
Ugh, they haven't moved.
And Broncos are 28th.
Yeah,
that's so fair. So who... Oh, yeah, the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears and the...
Yeah, the Bears are last.
So who's Panthers. Second last?
I don't remember. It can't be the Cardinals.
Panthers.
The Panthers?
Okay.
That's not fair.
You want to play a quick game? Who will get their first win? Panthers or Bears?
Well, it looks like in this case the Bears, but...
I need to see. I need to see the numbers hit 00 or 000s.
Yeah, I think right now they're kind of off the Commanders, but somehow they'll turn it around.
Or
do they have close games?
Oh, there we go. 4th and inches, quarterback sneak. Oh. Commanders say they held them. But the touche.
That's what they call them. They did. Crazy.
Did they?
Yeah.
No, first down.
Oh. Well, it's because he didn't look like he crossed the line anyways.
Justin
Fields. I guess no, he didn't. Because it's a yard out. Anyways.
Okay. And then I'll see 30th is the Giants.
Yeah, they're supposed to be good.
They're supposed to pay Saquon Barkley. But not freaking Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones. No, you don't deserve
Daniel. Dude, Daniel fucking sucked.
Daniel fucking Jones fucking sucks.
Dude, he fucking sucked in that Monday night game. Horrible. Atrocious. Per Stephen A. Smith's words. It's an atrocity. To watch this man
play. To make us watch this on prime time.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, like, I go back to, like, why are we watching games that are not that great? Like, the Bears game? The Bears are last, almost. 0-4.
I heard there was a stat that said, like, there hasn't been a quarterback in Bears history to throw over, like, 3,000 or 4, something yards in.
Right.
And they were talking to Justin Fields, and Justin be like, I'll be the first one. Watch me. I'm going to break it. I'm going to break it by over 1,000 yards.
And has he?
I don't know how many yards he's thrown.
I think he's doing okay. Like, stats-wise, he's doing okay.
Really?
I think.
I don't use stats to prove a point.
No.
Justin Fields suck, yes or no?
I know.
Yeah.
Stat-wise, it's okay, but, like, to execute and win the game, no.
That's basically saying empty calories.
Yeah. It's literally that.
They just need to run the ball. Look, a bad snap. But Justin Fields caught it.
Come on, continue on.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, you're getting distracted by the game. You might as well be watching the game.
Well, we are. No. Even live updates.
You still got to fucking talk.
So, since we talked about the power rankings, let's talk about the state of the Rams first. We're 2-2.
I guess so, yeah.
We're 2-2. Cooper Kupp is coming back. We're facing the Steelers. How are we doing? Did we expect to be here? I was surprised.
No. I didn't expect to be here.
I was very surprised. Tutu Atwell. I like Tutu Atwell. I like Williams out of the blue.
I think Kyron Williams was the backup to Cam, knowing the considerations of what Cam was.
Cam was cancerous in our locker room.
But I want to know the details of that. I hate when they hold that from us. Like, fucking bitch. It's tell personal me why. Then. Yeah.
Like, same thing with Chase Claypool and the Bears. Personal. Yeah,
I think so. And there's a lot. Have you noticed there's a trend happening? A lot of players are kind of like, Cam Akers, Chase Claypool. Who else did that? Shit.
The most notable one was AB.
Ah, but AB was going crazy. From what we saw?
First day, yeah. It seems like they're throwing fit, right? Like, yeah. I've seen players do this a la James Harden, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking James
Harden. Right? But, like, with all due respect to Cam and Chase, you're not that good.
Cam Akers and Chase. I haven't seen enough to talk about.
I've seen enough for Chase Claypool. Chase. Mm-hmm. I've seen enough with Chase Claypool where he's done some bull jive, according to Shannon Sharp, bull jive actions during critical times. You know how wide receivers catch the ball and they do a little little pose, like first down. It was
detrimental to the clock.
Yeah, and exactly. Like no timeouts. They were supposed to, they got first down. They're supposed to kill it.
Yeah.
But Chase Claypool did the little thing, dropped the ball, and like the whole offensive line and all the Steelers are like, "Come on, get the ball!" And
yeah,
you know, DK did something similar like that. But
those organizations are like.
But it seems like something. Who knows? Who cares? All I know is that. there's very few players who have cachet to do whatever the hell they want.
Yo, that was a pass interference, flat out.
I don't think so.
Wow. Dude, he wasn't even looking at the ball anyways.
Anyways.
I think the Rams, where they stand now, is better where everybody was expecting. Because everybody expected the Rams to be 30th on that board next to the Cardinals.
And Raiders.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Raiders.
But Puka Nacua, they already say he's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I hope so.
I think
he deserves it.
It's between him and CJ. CJ needs to be more CJ Stroud.
I think he just needs to be more consistent.
But like Puka, I mean.
Puka has done a lot more than
anybody. Did you see the interview that he did? He's like when the reporter was asking, like, how did you feel to do a walk-off? He's like, oh, man, it feels amazing. You know, I already called my family. I already called my mom. I already called my siblings. It's amazing. And they're like, this guy is so cool. I called my mom. Like, yo, like, who said, like, this guy is so pure, man.
He's only in his 20s. He's young. He's way too young. He's going to have a great year this year. Hopefully, he doesn't, like, cool off next year. But if he can continues on like this, we have a good wide receiver in our hands.
Did you hear what Matthew Stafford said? This is the widest wide receiver room I've ever thrown to.
What he's trying to say about Calvin Johnson.
Exactly. He went from the heights of Calvin Johnson to like Cooper Kupp and now Puka, you know?
But he's thrown to legitimate receivers.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I guess he could say whatever happened after Calvin Johnson.
Okay, well, better question. Other than Cooper Kupp, name me like another top five or I'll make it easier. Another top 10 non-black wide receiver.
Top 10, Julian Edelman. Yeah. Hey, man.
Top 10 wide receiver?
Top 10 in what, 5 years?
In the past 5 years? Sure.
Yeah, 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you retired more than 5 years ago, but I'll give you that one. Okay, give me
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember about Julian Edelman. Another. In my lifetime?
Nah. Because when I think of the greats, it's automatically like Jerry Rice, T.O., the Vikings one. Oh, my God.
The Vikings one, Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, Randy Moss. Chad Ochocinco, Larry Legend.
Larry Legend.
You know, those are the guys I think, right? But and currently right now, obviously the Jamar Chase, the Devontae Adams, the Tyreek Hill. I'm missing out a lot more.
There's a lot more.
But the only one I can think is that really good, and he was the best last year, was Cooper Kupp. And now Puka's an up-and-coming star.
But the Rams had, you know, colored wide receivers. Of OBJ. Course.
Yeah, but this is Matthew
Allen saying. Allen Robinson. If he's talking about his starters, fine. But Tutu out was a starter, too.
Yes, but I think you'd probably say, like, this
I think that's a weird comment to say.
Look at this owner wearing a Louis Vuitton, like, sports.
How can you get so distracted from
what's happening? I'm just saying, man. It must be nice having money.
Yeah, man. It's called generational wealth.
Trying to break that chain. But nevertheless, I think we're in a good spot, especially against the Steelers. We'll see how they go. We'll see how it goes because Steelers, they're in a shit show right now, both offensive.
Why are we talking about the Steelers again?
Because they're playing against the Steelers this Sunday.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we'll see how. Excuse me. We'll see how they are mentally because if they suck. And I kind of pick as it's injured, so we'll see how they go. But if the one thing that Steelers could rely on was their defense, and now that their defense is mentally shook because CJ put 40-plus on them, TJ Watt was non-existent, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, Mike Tomlin said change was going to happen. And
Matt Canning is the offensive coordinator, right?
Yes, he was fired from college, and then he was brought on to Steelers. Has it worked out? I don't know.
He was fired from college due to like
lack
being,
of
being good. I never.
No, no, no. He's been fired. You don't get fired if you're being good.
Exactly.
So he was let go because he sucks.
Yeah. There you go. The problem is Matt Canada.
Everyone's been calling, and Mike Tomlin has to do a move because now
Mike Tomlin is defensive
head coach. He's a head coach.
Yeah, I know. Oh shit, Sherlock. But is he defensive mindset?
Actually,
I never knew what Mike Tomlin was, and still is. I guess.
I think when I started watching football, he was already there. And I never knew. Too. I never knew if he was. I think it's a little of everything because he can motivate the shit out of you, like run through a wall. Him. And looks like an interception by the Bears. Sam Howell.
I wouldn't count on it. They lost to the Broncos.
The Commanders should have beaten the Eagles if they won for two, but that's a different day.
Okay, that's something else.
But we'll see. But I think we're in a good spot. We're slowly chipping away. You know.
Yeah, I think at the end of the season we'll have double digit wins.
And obviously, with Aaron Donald back, the whole Aaron Donald back. Yeah, because you know how last season he was injured.
Okay. Everyone we don't talk about the past anymore, guy. We're talking exactly. about now. He's here. He's
present. I mean, you saw the first week when we played against the Seahawks and when Geno Smith saw Aaron Donald, he's like, oh shit.
Oh God.
Oh God. He's like, oh God.
Yeah. I think we're just fine. But the Raiders.
Let's talk about the Raiders. Ooh.
The Raiders are something else.
Did you see the video of when the Raiders faced the Chargers at SoFi Stadium when the game was over? There's a suite where the owner can sit, but it's kind of exposed.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Raider fans
were yelling at to fire Josh McDaniels. And Mark Day was like, now you don't know what you're talking about. Use your head.
No, he
use
said your smarten head. Up.
Huh?
He said smarten up.
Oh, smarten up.
Yes, smarten up. Like the smarten up person needs to be smart is him.
Oh, man.
Does he want to have success in his team that he bought?
Clearly took to not. The lake.
Exactly. He doesn't look like he gives a shit. It sounds political. Why is Tom Brady there?
Just sell tickets. I saw.
Exactly.
I saw like a.
It's a business for him. He doesn't give one shit about the success of the Raiders. And the Raiders are going to end the same way as they have been in the past few years since the Tuck Rule and the Super Bowl, whatever the fuck that happened to them.
Are they becoming like the Browns? Lions? The Lions, right? Like.
No, I think they're being worse. It's been so long that they actually done something successful.
Yeah.
Like, and DJ mentioned it before. And since Jack Del Rio, that was the last time stuff actually was happening. John Gruden maybe was doing okay.
But he was cancerous.
But they pulled him out.
Yeah.
And now everything's still shitty.
I think for me, the Bill Belichick coaching tree, they're no good.
No more. No good, no more.
I don't think they're ever good, period. Because
so Bill Belichick was the only person that carried that team.
I don't want to say Tom made Bill. But
so Bill Belichick is not a good coach.
Well, they got beaten down 31-3 by the Cowboys.
And that, how did Bill Belichick get so much respect?
By Tom. Tom was the guy that.
Respect him anymore.
Huh?
No one should respect Bill Belichick anymore. He's not the OG mind that you would once think.
Swag Goose said that he's no longer the greatest coach ever. Because, you know, a lot of people said that Bill was the greatest coach ever. Not anymore. Bill is just another coach in the league.
He really is. Tom Brady was a great quarterback. And I think you could fairly say that he is the greatest quarterback of all time. I think now I can lean towards that statement. Because why did Brady win so many Super Bowls with Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels, and whatever that guy was, that one guy from the Lions? Matt Patricia.
And Joe Judge. He was a special teams coach. And then Brian Flores was under that coaching tree too. Who's the OC now? O'Connell? No.
Let's see. Offensive coordinator for
Patriots.
For the Patriots? Yeah, no idea. I can't care that much about the Patriots right now.
Because he used to be the head coach for the Texans. Bill O'Brien.
he's not a good coach either.
And there was already saying that Mac Jones is out of Patriots. Like, they're not going to pick him up.
So he was going to be a free agent.
Looks like it. Or,
I mean, they could always pay Bailey Zappi and be better
and
off.
And don't they have, like, a guy named, like, Cunningham in the, I think the training squad or practice squad? Yeah, the practice squad.
I don't know. Is he a quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
I guess during the preseason, he was balling out like crazy. We'll see.
Too?
We'll see, but
but in regards to the Patriots, the Raiders, no good things are looking out for them.
I don't think whatsoever. Josh is the guy.
No, I don't think so either.
But what
do we know about football?
Yeah, and what does Mark care about? Does he care about winning, or does he care about selling tickets?
I think he cares about just money. So selling tickets.
And as long as there's controversy with the Raiders, I think the Raiders are always going to go. Raider fans are always going to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And those tickets are not cheap. Nosebleeds like $200 at the very, very top. But
yeah,
we'll see what happens. But
it's unfortunate, to be honest. The Raiders are never going to be good. Think about it. If they continue this trend of, like, shittiness, and with all respect, dude, because...
So I can say it's not Carr.
You fucking asshole.
He was not the problem. He was part of the problem.
Majority was from upper management.
Yes, but he wasn't...
He's a good quarterback.
I always put him the majority of the blame.
Of course. But
now I can... safely say that he wasn't the problem. He was part of the problem.
Another touchdown by the Bears.
Oh, Lordy.
30 seconds on the clock.
By Cole Kmet. Tight end.
Damn, dude.
Okay, Fields. Okay, looks familiar. It looks familiar.
Nah, I say if they win, it's an anomaly. It's an outlier they're winning.
Oh.
That guy is so disappointed.
That poor fan is, like, devastated. But... let's see. We talked about Joel. You want to do pick'ems or you want to talk about
Let's do pick'ems.
Or you want to talk about the Bills?
Fuck the Bills.
Nah, let's talk about the Bills first. The Bills were second overall power ranking. Yeah. They're the best in the AFC. Are they the best in the AFC?
Are they?
JJ, you respond.
No. Ooh. Look, man, I understand.
Do you
I'm pretty much a hater of the Bills because they've done nothing but be good and then shitty later. That's my personal opinion. Kiss my butt if you don't like it.
Bills Mafia.
Yes, everyone a part of the Bills Mafia. You can talk shit about the Rams. But have the Rams won the Super Bowl and then the 5 years? Fuck yeah. Have the Bills come close? And nope. They always got shut out at some point. Never have made it past the championship round. So, for me, though... I think the Bills have to continue the same route that they are right now in order to make it to the Super Bowl. And then so I can stop shit-talking them.
Well, they definitely put a statement on...
On the Dolphins?
On the Dolphins, who was considered the best team.
I think the Dolphins are more than capable of beating the Bills. I think the Chiefs are more than capable of beating the Bills.
You know how there's teams that just have the numbers to each other?
Yes.
Like, no matter what we do, we can never beat the Niners.
Yep.
No matter what we can do, the Cowboys always find a way to lose in Thanksgiving.
good one. But in regards to the Bills, Chiefs have their number.
Yes, but it seems like Chiefs have the Bills' number, and it seems the only one who had the Chiefs' number was Joe Burrow, but Joe Burrow's hurt. But... going back to the Dolphins can never win in Bills Mafia. Like, we can never win at San Fran. They can never win against Bills. It's just some weird, crazy voodoo, juju. Wada Koda Wada, you know? Buddhist, you know? But do I think the Dolphins are, like, phonies? No. Do I think the Bills are phonies?
No. I don't fucking think that. I truly do.
Really? Okay, let's take a real quick at the Bills roster. Bills upcoming schedule. Let's just.
Okay, fine. I was about to say the roster. I don't give one shit.
Von Miller's coming back.
That's fine.
Okay. Not 100% clearly, but he has a brace. So Giants at Bills, obviously.
Okay, Bills, yes.
We don't have to say it. Bills at Patriots, obviously. Buccaneers at Bills.
Maybe a fight, but I think the Bills will win.
Bills and Bengals, hurt. Broncos at Bills, easy. Yep. Jets at Bills, easy. Bills at Eagles.
Maybe a challenge.
And that's going to be towards Thanksgiving, November 26th. I'm not sure what day November 26th is.
It's Saturday.
Let's take a quick look. Sunday.
It's a Sunday. Never mind.
Post Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Yes.
Bills at Chiefs, December 10th. Cowboys at Bills. We'll see. Defensive
power. Yeah, could be.
You know. Bills and Chargers. Who knows? Bills and Patriots. Easy. Bills and Dolphins, January 7th, TBD.
I think
50-50.
Right now, the easy games until they start getting into later in the
year. You got two. We'll say Bucks is half. 2.5. 3, 4, 5. 5.5 games. 5.5 wins. 5 guaranteed. You should win. Half is the Buccaneers. You know, I'm not giving you the 6, but I'm not taking away 1.
I think they're closer to
getting the 6. We'll see. We'll see. But after once November ends, that's where they got 1, 2, 3, 4 heavy hitters. The Eagles, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and the Chargers.
I think the Chiefs will put up the fight still.
So we'll see. If they are not what they are, if they are what they think they are, I think they're the best team in the AFC. They are the team to beat unless Aaron Rodgers comes back to MetLife Stadium and gives positive juju to Zach Wilson and balls out.
I don't think he will, but.
But it's time.
You never know.
You don't really know, but when they know, you know, you know. I'm sorry. I kept saying that we're playing against the Steelers, huh?
Yeah.
That's next week.
I thought so.
We're playing against the Eagles.
Yeah.
My bad. Damn, I take everything back.
Dumb as fuck.
Steelers are facing the Ravens, but it's time for pick'ems. Sunday.
Did you see the Steelers are facing the Raiders?
Ravens,
sorry.
Jaguars travel to London to face Bills Mafia.
Jaguars? At London,
6:30 a.m. on the Sunday.
The Bills are going to win, flat out.
I'm taking the Jaguars.
No. Be realistic, guy.
You be realistic. That's their home turf.
No, it's not, dude.
Jaguars?
It's Europe. No one's home turf.
Yes, it is. A neutral Jaguars turf. Are the first team to go to...
Neutral turf.
Nope.
Neutral turf.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars, home neutral. Field advantage.
Turf.
British people rally to Jaguars because no one likes
neutral turf.
Saints at Patriots. I don't think Derek Carr's back.
Saints.
Yeah, I don't trust Bill. Saints.
Exactly.
Tight ends at Colts.
I think the Colts can win. Watching a play happen right now.
It's a Hail Mary. Hail Mary, but it was a short pass, and they had like 8 defenders in the end zone.
I would have clocked it.
Oh, and Jamar Chase looks like he's going to cry.
Wow, yeah, that is Jamar Chase. You're completely right.
I'm so sorry. Chase Young.
Yeah.
Chase Young.
Continue on.
Tomato. Ravens at Steelers.
Ravens. Yeah, I think they're
Ravens. Who are you taking, Titans or Colts?
Colts.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor's back.
Yeah. Sounds like he doesn't want to be part of the team, but he's there.
He's like, it's good to be healthy. Maybe he was.
Could be. All right.
Okay. Panthers at Lions.
Lions, of course.
Texans at Falcons. Texans,
yeah. I'm down with the Falcons.
Giants at Dolphins.
I hope the Dolphins, yeah.
Bengals at Cardinals. Cardinals.
Ooh.
Cardinals. I don't trust the Bengals. 1-3. Get out of here.
I think the Bengals will win.
Really? Eagles at Rams. Not being biased.
The Rams.
Whatsoever. But the Rams. Jets at Broncos. Battle of the Wilsons. your ancestors will be disappointed in your performance right now.
But notice how headband Zach is not as good as headbandless Zach.
Headband Zach is not as good as headbandless Zach.
Without his headband, he's going to play a lot better. Either way, I'll pick the Jets on that one.
I'm going to go with the Jets, too. Just because I don't like Sean Payton and how he approached this season. Chiefs at Vikings.
Of course, the Chiefs.
And then the granddaddy of all the granddaddies. The one that they sent both times packing. The 49ers hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
49ers all the way. Dude, that roster's loaded. I'm scared of the Niners in general.
As long as they stay healthy.
Running back, Christian. Wide receiver, Debo. Fullback, Kyle.
What's the last name?
Tight end, Usyk. Get out of here. That team is loaded offensively and defensively.
Did you know that per player position, they give them a rating of what of how you are? Brandon Ayuk is the best wide receiver right now.
Wow. I think that's Brock's favorite target.
He got like a 90-something or something like that.
I respect that. Brandon is not a bad wide receiver, and he's actually up there. I'd say, I don't know how many wide receivers are up there.
And obviously, you know who's the best running back right now?
Dude, it's just ever since Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, ever since then, they've fucking been unstoppable.
But did you hear that Brock Purdy still is splitting the rent with a roommate?
But he's making six figures. Regardless, like $175,000.
Yeah,
he's still making more than the average American. But what?
But North Cal, though?
What I hear is that he's responsible with the money, that he's not splurging himself like he would.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like any rookie would, you know?
I think so. I can see that.
I think he's more of a humbled person. Okay. And he has qualities, values, and morals.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Hey, man, when you fucking were picked last in the draft and you're making a fucking difference here.
Did you have...
He's going to get paid fat.
Have you... Okay, let me rephrase this. My English, Spanish is fucked up. Did you know Brock Purdy has not lost a regular season game?
Yeah.
Let that sink in.
Regular season, yeah. He went 6-0, I think.
And right now, yeah.
He went 6-0, and he's now 4-0.
4-0, so he's got...
He's 10-game winning streak.
I don't think they gave him enough respect.
No. I don't think people respect him that much.
Because of Kyle, because... Mm-hmm. Defense, because of it seems like, yeah,
they're not giving him the respect because they have the best running back in the game, arguably, one of a few arguably good wide receivers, tight ends,
the left tackle,
he plug and chugged,
Fred Warner,
yep,
it's not plug and chug.
Dude, he's doing great.
But
he plugged him in, and he's doing great. That's
but you I'm know saying. He wasn't the first option.
I know.
And clearly not anyone.
Trey was never an option.
Well, they thought he was the option, but clearly Kyle Shanahan could not plug and chug. Some could ride it as much as they could with Jimmy G, right? But Trey wasn't picking that up one bit.
No, because it's not his style playing.
Or I just don't think the guy has enough football under him.
He played college ball. But what more do you need?
But it was during that COVID and nothing was playing.
It could be.
Like whoever in 3 years, I think he played. In 3 years, I think he played a total of like six games.
Then why was he a top round pick?
You go talk to the man's up there at North Cal.
I'm just saying, man.
Whatever they saw.
The Falcons were going to pick him up.
Really?
It wasn't for anybody else. Yeah.
Whatever Kyle and John saw in this man, they were clearly on drugs or drunk. One of those two. Because you cannot tell me that, look at this raw talent. Like, okay, cool. But is he going to help us right now? Because right now we're good to go.
No, right now.
It'd be a difference if, like, it's a struggling team with a struggling quarterback. Okay, growing pains, a.k.a. the Bears. But the Bears is like, you're ruining this man's career. I was going to tell you this. You know how Tua's balling out with Mike McDaniels?
Yeah.
It was not too long ago when Brian Flores benched Tua because he wasn't performing well.
He wasn't performing well.
But, and then that's the point. The right coach brings out the best in the players. How many young quarterbacks, young players, whatever position, were ruined because it wasn't the right coach?
Dude, there can be millions of those people.
The first one that comes to my mind is Josh Rosen. He was drafted by the Cardinals with Vance Joseph as the head coach. The guy that's the defensive corner for the Broncos that let the Dolphins score 70. What happened to him? I don't know. Right? But that's the first person that comes to my mind.
But he was overshadowed by Kyler Murray.
By the following year.
That's what I'm... Yeah.
But like... After that first year, he went to the Dolphins, I believe, and played one or two games, I think, and then he was benched. And then last time I heard, he was like a backup to
Falcons. Tom Brady. He was a backup for the Buccaneers, and then
he's practice squad with some team.
Man, a job's a job.
Sean McVay gave up on Jared Goff.
That's kind of the weird part for me in that topic. He's flourishing a lot with Dan. Why couldn't we just keep it on the same page with Jared? But it is what it is, man.
The man took us to Super Bowl.
Yeah, why couldn't he do it again?
Was it you, McVay, or was it Garrett Goff?
I think...
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Fucking
but both of them got what they wanted, right? Goff has a place that... You can call home, and maybe got a ring.
I think it could be that we were just pushing to get something, and he was just like, I can't. Okay, well, get out.
Geno Smith struggled like hell with the Jets.
A bunch of fucking
places. But then, like, going west to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Right, his career. Ryan Tannehill sucked with the Dolphins, went to the Titans as a backup. Mariota got benched, and Ryan Tannehill... You know, but now he sucks. Allegedly. But that's just crazy to think that some tool was about to be ruined by Brian Flores.
I wouldn't say ruined, but it's more like we would never know his talents. Well,
they were literally tanking to get other players.
But that was just the culture of the team.
Because the owner wanted...
Exactly.
Exactly. So if the owner saw this, you know, who cuts the checks?
No owner.
And you're going to do what the owner says because he's your boss, right?
Of course.
And allegedly, all of this, right? But, yeah, that's the only thing I want to say. Like, it's crazy that, especially the quarterback position, is the most difficult position in football. It requires what?
I don't know.
You give me the googly eyes, like, huh?
Like, hardest position in football?
You don't think quarterback's the hardest position?
That would be more like a defensive position.
So not
safety, maybe.
So imagine. So you gotta call a play to your team. So you gotta make sure you repeat the exact same thing that your coach said.
You say the same thing for the person that's calling the calls in the defense.
Okay, so now you're the quarterback, right? So you gotta make sure you gotta now look at the defense, see what they're doing.
Yeah, and you could do the same.
So you not only have to know your position well, you gotta know their position well.
Okay.
So when the ball is snapped, you got to be so good that you got to fake him with your eyes to, like, drag, like, the linebacker or safety away from his position so you know that other player can try to get open and trick him because he thinks you are going to be there and you're right. So, boom.
You can say the same thing about defense, dude. You could act like you're blitzing and then just go off in coverage.
But I feel like defense, they react on instinct because... You don't know what the offense is going to run. The quarterback, you can see, oh, a blitz is coming. Okay, they're going blitz. Oh, they're covering three.
And right? That's what I'm saying. Like, you still act like you're blitzing, but not blitz and cover, or cover and then blitz from the top down.
But see what But that's what everything. But that's a quarterback. He's got to think of everything.
And the defense can't.
The defense is reacting on instinct.
No, they're not fixed, man.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're the wide receiver and I'm the corner, do you know how I'm gonna cover?
No.
Your job is just to get open, right? I gotta find where you're gonna be so I can stop you. That's just my take. I think it is the hardest position.
It's gonna go back and forth.
It is the hardest position in football.
Okay. But I don't agree. But okay.
Whatever. But that's about it. Anything else, man? Anything else before we call it?
The Devontae Adams is gonna get traded.
Oh, by the way, Monday Night Football was the. What is it?
Raiders and Packers.
Where is it? Packers or Raiders.
And then the Packers are
Packers. Win. Sorry, DJ, you weren't here to defend yourself because you have nothing to defend because I told you Chargers are going to lose. I mean, Chargers are going to win. Raiders are going to lose. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, guys. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace. Bye-bye.